What a difference a week makes. With the two first cases of the Omicron COVID variant detected in Switzerland at the time of preparing this Health Matters, I'm sure it won't be long before there are more. COVID weariness is certainly affecting me, and I don't think I'm alone. Christmas plans are in the balance, now potentially with the second Christmas away from loved ones for many of us. To help us get through this, we do need to remember that there are different things available in the armoury in this fight against COVID compared to this time last year. We have vaccination for a start. Nearly 75% of the adult population over 12 are fully vaccinated in Switzerland. For the existing variants, we know that vaccination helps to protect against hospitalisation. Despite the number of unvaccinated people being in a minority in the population, the majority of people hospitalised are unvaccinated. A booster vaccination with an mRNA vaccine from Moderna or Pfizer-BioNTech is now recommended for everyone aged 16 or over from 6 months after your first vaccination course was completed to help increase to boost levels of vaccine protection. Where possible, the same vaccine should be administered for the booster as for the first two vaccinations. And the cantons are responsible for carrying out these boosters. If you visit your cantonal website, you should find information there about how to register for an appointment. And you can also ask your doctor or your pharmacist. But just be aware that priority is being given to the most vulnerable people first. As well as vaccination, we also have antiviral drugs and monoclonal antibody treatments with antiviral properties that are also looking promising and that we didn't have a year ago. And of course, we have our common sense. The Federal Council is certainly asking that we engage this and consider our actions, particularly with our end-of-year celebrations, and especially if vulnerable people are going to be present. Continued mask wearing in indoor spaces, even if we're vaccinated, plus ensuring adequate ventilation. And if you're not vaccinated or recovered, testing before meeting up with others. With case numbers increasing and with this new variant, we can all take actions and do our part to help control this latest wave of the pandemic. This has been Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.